Who wants to start?
I would say the personnel doesn't change every time you leave one team and go to the next, but remembering back to week two of last year, Ray Horton leading the Cardinals, pretty schematically, do you see a lot of carryover to what he's doing with Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, it's his defense, and they do a lot of really good things. So I think that's important to, kind of know their style and know where it all comes from. And I know he came from Pittsburgh, too, so there's some influence there. But they got a good team, good defense. I mean, I think they're ranked pretty high. And again, like every week I'm talking about top 10 defense. But they're like fourth or fifth in all the categories and really good, stout up front. Joe Hayden's one of the best cover guys in the league. So it's a good group. And we got to, somehow put together 60 good minutes. Hopefully we can do that.
Is he aggressive? Hayden, is he aggressive on the ball, Tom? Jumps routes. What makes him so good?
Well, he's really smart. So I think does he jump routes? Yeah, when you throw it, And then when you don't throw it, he doesn't jump them. So I think it's just he has really good instincts, and he kind of knows when to take his chances. He's got great ball skills. When the ball's up in the air, he tracks it, makes interceptions. So he's a really talented player. He's a very confident player. So you can see that he has a lot of confidence in his skill set. So, you're able to be aggressive. And, he's one of the – he's, an aggressive player. He doesn't just give you easy throws out there.
Have you pretended it's the second half maybe to start the game this week?
I know we started slow, too many times this year, and it's hard to keep playing from behind. I think we talk about it. We're trying to get better at it. There's no magic formula, just like there's really no magic formula to what we're doing in the second half. It's just really the execution needs to be a lot better at the start of the game, and really we got to have great execution for the entire game. I think that's the most important thing. We played some really good teams. Really good defenses that have put a lot of pressure on us. So, it's hard sometimes to play 60 good minutes of football, and we got to start doing that at some point. So we've had some ups and downs. We got to put together a good game.
Tom, I think we've seen Rob Gronkowski take advantage of many of the matchups that he sees, throughout the given game. Has there been a one-on-one matchup where you feel like he hasn't had the advantage or hasn't had the upper hand?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he does best. He's such a physical presence on the field. His size, his length, his speed, his quickness. I mean, he's a tough matchup. It'd be like, in other sports where you have great matchups in basketball or something like that where it's truly a one-on-one and you have a physical advantage. And Gronk always seems to have a physical advantage. It's just a matter of if, the scheme can, help find a way to get him open. But the other teams are pretty conscious of what he's doing out there. They don't often let him just run free in the secondary or, get down the field. So, we got to find different ways to get him the ball. So, if they do that, then you got to throw it to other guys. You got to throw it to the other tight ends. You got to throw it to the receivers, the backs. That's what really complements an offense when you can have different things to go to when they're taking away something that you want to go to.
Tom, speaking of that and matchups, how does Shane Vereen allow you to create mismatches, whether it's running against a sub defense or flexing him out against a base defense like he did on Sunday against Houston?
Yeah, well, Shane's got a lot of versatility in what he does. So, he can run the ball from the backfield. He does a good job as a receiving back. So there's no question that he's a big part of our offense. And not that the other backs aren't receiving backs. They are. It's just, Shane has more of that role. That's what we ask him to do. So whether it's blitz pickup or running the ball, you got to have someone back there that you really trust, and he's gained the trust of everybody.
So what does James Demelin bring to this team? Obviously, he had his first touchdown the other day.
Yeah, on a great run. His power, what he's able to do physically in the run game, same thing, blitz pickup. He's really brings the element of toughness to the team. So that's one spot, too, specifically where the fullback, that's what that job is. It's a very selfless position. You're not going to get a lot of carries or catches, or it's really about springing holes for other people. And whether that's the running back or protecting for the quarterback so you can drop back and throw it to the receivers, it's all about the team with that position. So he brings it. I mean, he's really earned that spot. He earned it throughout the offseason and done a great job coming in this year and providing a big, void that we really didn't have anyone in that spot the last bunch of years.
Did you do a double check when the call came in for his number on that one?
Well, we knew that was something that we wanted to do, and you know, I think he gives everybody confidence that he can do those things. And then when you give it to him and then you see a fourth or fifth effort on a score, you know, you want to give a guy more opportunities. So that's what it's like. You know, you do something good, you get more opportunity, and you know, keep gaining the trust of the coaches. You're going to have more chances as the season goes on.
Probably had the best view, Tom, for that play. First stop, you kind of already fast forward into what the next play might be.
I know he went up and they got knocked back and then, you know, bounced off. And then, you know, I think it was just great second, third, fourth effort and by the offensive line too. And that's what we're going to need this week. These guys are, you know, really stout against the run. And so we're going to need some of those second, third efforts against this team too, because they, you know, they got a bunch of big guys in the front and, you know, really athletic linebackers. So we're going to need that same type of effort.
I think one of the unfortunate stories to come out of Sunday's game were the two security guards that happened to get fired, I guess, after they took pictures with you. I feel like that was kind of harsh.
Yeah, I don't know. It really didn't. I mean, I don't have any comment on that. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I don't make the rules.
Tom, we usually see Bill up here. He's very stoic. You've been around him for a long time. Is there a different side, a joking side, a guy who likes to laugh? Do you see that from time to time?
Sure. Yeah, we do. And I know up here he's all football and all business, and we're certainly around him a lot more than you guys are, so we get different sides of him. And I've gotten different sides of him for a long time. So, yeah, we got a great relationship.
Can he tell good jokes?
Can he? He's got some great jokes. He's got some great jokes, yes.
Tom, you...
Not appropriate to tell my young children, but... They're good jokes.
You guys, if other things happen, have a chance to clinch at least a playoff spot. Are the conference title this week? Do you guys think about that at all this week going forward?
I mean, I think this week's about Cleveland and trying to beat those guys. So most importantly, it's about making improvements and trying to figure out some of the things that we haven't been doing right so that we can do them better for 60 minutes. And yeah, this team is going to be a big challenge for us. They got some really good skill guys on offense. They got really good defense, one of the top-ranked defenses in the league. So I think all that stuff ultimately will take care of itself. It's just there's nothing we can do about January this week. We got to try to put ourselves in a great position by going to win.
How much does it help when you look at the way you guys have finished the last couple of games and found ways to win rather than talking to the younger guys that haven't been through some of these things to actually have them go through it? How much of an impression does that make to show them, yeah, if we hang in there, if we overcome this and that, we can pull out a win?
Yeah, and I don't think we really feel like we're out of it, and we've never had that sense on the sideline. Or I think there's an urgency to what we're trying to do, but I don't think there's a panic. And I think we got some mental toughness. We got a little resiliency. We've overcome some slow starts throughout the year. We've overcome some fourth quarter deficits. And we haven't won them all, but, you know, we've been in it. So we just got to keep fighting to the end. I mean, it's never over till the refs blow that final whistle. And, you know, we got a chance as long as we're on the field.
There was so much talk early in the year about your third quarter struggles. Now it's almost like flipped. You know, you guys are making the adjustments in the third quarter. What are some of the couple of biggest reasons why?
I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I wish it was easy for us to figure out, too. I mean, believe me, we're not trying to go out there and not play well in the first half or the third quarter. I mean, we always feel like we're trying to do the right thing. I just think it's probably a postseason evaluation where you figure out, okay, what plays were we running? You know, what do we got to do better? What didn't we execute well? I think it's just more of that type of evaluation than anything, but... Like I said after the game, it's not like, you know, after the first drive you come off and you think like, all right, we have no clue what's going to go on. You know, you've got to try to play it out and see what you're doing and see how the flow of the game's going. Hopefully you get off to a good start and you can play from ahead. I think that's ultimately what we're always trying to do. We just haven't done that in several games this year. And we've got to try to do a better job of that.
Tom, you mentioned the division title before, but isn't that at the top of the to-do list before the season starts, like the first thing?
I mean, that's where it starts, yeah. I mean, you got to take care of all the teams in your division, and we still got 4 weeks to go, so there's a lot of football left to be played, and, you know, winning this game is critical for us. So there's nothing we can do about the other games that we played in the past or the ones we have in the future. I mean, we got this game, and this is the one we got to focus on.
The Browns have a quarterback named Alex Tanning who had a video well last year. Trick shot quarterback. You smile like you might have seen it. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
All right, then drop it.
I haven't seen it. I will look it up, though.
It's unbelievable. After you watch it next week, we'll see whether or not you can do any of that
stuff. Maybe there's the kicker. I remember the kicking one. That was pretty good. I saw that one.
This is bizarre.
All right, I'll check it out. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.